Diary Fragments, circa 1907, Higher Education. Take heed to the words written in these scrapbooks, for they will certainly be used when I may not be alive to explain them. This instruction follows the impression given me that there will be a decided work done to divert minds to the striving of the so-called higher education, and they will make great mistakes because they neglect the genuine higher education. We do not understand, by a living experience, what is the true higher education. They will strive for false theories and name it higher education. I wish all to study the instruction given when Christ came to our world, all seared and marred with the curse, to live from infancy to the giving of his life upon the cruel cross, to make the world understand what is essential in obtaining the true higher education. Many will make mistakes in their striving for higher education, and the example of Christ's life, his coming to our world, will not be understood. The teaching of Christ will be put forth in vain experiments to present to the world the higher education. We are sorry to see them miscalculating the religious life and bringing in many things that carry them far from the mark of true, valuable, soul-saving knowledge. I am directed to present to the people the word of Isaiah 40. Will you read this chapter, which will give a correct interpretation of the lesson in higher education? This chapter was written for the purpose of comforting true believers amid the afflicting providence of God that is coming upon our world in judgments. There will be earthquakes, storms on land and sea. Heavy calamities will visit our world in sea and railroad calamities near the time of the closing up of this earth's history. Awful calamities will be experienced, for the well-instructed Lucifer has perverted his higher education. And while many who have greatly sinned against God perish physically, the sincere, humble followers of Christ, who are righteous, feel decidedly the result of these judgments coming upon the rebellious people of the world and are themselves afflicted. In the schools they establish, the world is having ideas of what means the so-called higher education. But the time will really reveal their disregard of truth and righteousness. Terrible scenes were laid out before me of what would be for Lucifer, the fallen angel. He is warring against God and all who will exalt the Lord, and he will do his best to cause calamities. Read this chapter 40 of Isaiah. This is a declaration from the Lord. Read also Isaiah 41. These are chapters full of promises. Chapter 42. Take all the encouragement possible, for the word of the Lord will certainly be fulfilled. Chapter 43. What words are in these chapters? Read them. I cannot copy them, for I have not time, but take your Bible and read chapters of this order of assurance. Precious, precious are all these chapters. If you will in these latter days fulfill them, you will place yourselves where the Lord will surely do all he has promised. But although Lucifer is acting his part as a mighty deceiver, so that he will take many from our ranks and unite them to be deceived, this should not discourage us. Can we be surprised? I have by chance opened this book and find many things in it I wish to preserve. I will keep this book until the time shall come when it will be precious. Reaching the cities. I was instructed that in our cities every nationality may be reached with painstaking effort. Let this work be decidedly carried forward with all tact to reach all nationalities, for they, if converted, will fill their place. Let the truth be carried in every city without further delay, and may every minister who undertakes this work be truly chosen of God, one who appreciates souls for whom Christ has given his life. Why has not the time come that decided work be done in every city? For in thus working you reach all nationalities, workers to reach those of their own class. Special work must be given which will be accompanied by the Holy Spirit. Missionaries of all languages will be converted and the truth preached in its simplicity. Angels of God will make the impression.